to surprise you to know that the reason is one of the reasons that you are still there today. There's so much pressure. So much pressure. I know a lady that is 35. No, I think she's more than 35 now. The mother said she's not going to sleep on a mattress until she gets married. She was going to continue to sleep on the floor. So your guess is as good as mine. What kind of pressure that lady will be going through? At the end of the day, she's going to carry what you call a baggage. Whether we are single or we are married, there are some things that are inevitable, unavoidable. You can't do without them. One of those things are conflicts, arguments, disagreements. You can't do without them. They come because we're two different human beings coming together to connect. Two different values, two different trainings. I will now want to merge and connect. Stone will rub off on stone. There'll be sparks. There'll be challenges. There'll be arguments. In fact, I don't want to bore you with my story. I should bore you, sir. Mayowa, you spoke. In fact, I courted for 8 years, 9 months. Almost 9 years. I took my wife when she was very little. They call it cradle snatching. Right? Very small. So people that saw us while we were in school, it was a fairy tale relationship. I also thought so too, you know. Nothing can go wrong with this. I know her in and out. If she smiles, I know what she's saying. If I wink, she knows what I'm talking about. Alas, we got married. 1996. And the wahala started. And I mean, the wahala started. It was like, this person is a total stranger. It was like, is this who I married? The true self comes out. There's a difference between courtship and marriage. It's wide. It's big. But thank God for God. Thank God for family. We are where we are today. One thing about conflicts. Is that instead of us to see it as a problem to be solved. Conflicts, arguments, disagreements. Instead of us to see it as, we have a problem. Let us solve it. We see it as a battle to be won. Meaning, I will have the last word. That's the major problem. It's a problem to be solved. Conflicts, arguments, disagreements. But you see, what we see is a battle to be won. U.S. versus Iraq. Nobody will down tools. But this morning, I want to talk quickly about communication. Because we're going to do a lot in the month of August. And sincerely speaking, I don't want you to miss any part. Somebody will come in next week
Reverend will be speaking on the 15th. We'll have town hall meeting on the 22nd. And on the 29th, we'll round it up. And I strongly believe that God will bless our homes. As we are seated down here now, I know that we are packaged. This is not you that I'm seeing. The you that I'm seeing is inside of you. Some of us, we dress so well to church. Beautiful dressing. But who are we at home? How do we relate to our spouses? How do we communicate with our partners? Number one, when you want to communicate, don't assume or presume. Assume. I have a definition for assume here. Assume says makes an us of you and me. Never assume. No matter how well you know your partner, you can never read your partner's mind. It's not possible. You don't have the capacity. You don't have the wherewithal to know what the person is thinking. No matter how. Till now, I still do it a lot. But thank God, because we are now, I wouldn't say old, but we understand ourselves so well now. Nobody has time for quarrel, disagreement anymore. The man will say a sentence, but the sentence is incomplete. He expects the wife to fill in the gap. Ah, she must have went. Ah, oh, so bad, yeah. No. You should know what I'm talking about. You should know what I'm talking about. Never you assume. Whenever you're assuming, you are bringing in conflicts and disagreements. Don't talk at each other. Talk to each other. 7 years ago, when we got married, you see, there's a power that comes upon the man. And I will say that after God, it is the man. The power that marriage bestows on the man is almost absolute. And that's why, if you look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, God puts a little condition there. Men, go and look at it. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. In 1997, we had the opportunity to travel to the U.S. My brother-in-law was inviting us down to the U.S. Emabo, your wife is a medical doctor. She will thrive here. Come. I know. But how powerful the man is. I said, no. I lost you before. Nigeria, let him have far. The man is powerful. Don't joke with the powers of a man. The woman will work in Abuja. Thriving business. Thriving career. The man is here in Ibadan. He will tell the wife to leave the thriving business in Abuja and come to the rural area in Ibadan here. The man is powerful. When you cannot control power, you will talk at, you'll be impolite, you will insult, you will say things that are demeaning. Am I not the man of the house? Whatever I say is what? Final. Talking at. If only you can listen to the woman. If only you can listen to the woman. A couple came to me several years ago. No, the man. And he told me that nothing was working for him. In fact, when men come to me, the first question I ask them, how do you treat your woman? That's the first question. How do you talk to your woman? And when I spoke to this man that fateful day, the man said, sir, you are right. I had a dream. The dream was that I will climb up. It was a tall wall. I will climb. When I'm about to jump over, something will pull me down again. Bagger. Talk to your partner. Don't talk at. Don't take offense. You deal with offenses immediately. You see, all this thing I'm talking about, I'm speaking life. Because I'm speaking what actually happened to me. I could keep balance for 2 weeks. Sir? I was what? To start with. Yes. Don't take an offense. Do you know what the offense does for you? Your spouse, there's a conflict. You take an offense, you are building a block. Pa! Put it there. Your wife takes an offense. Voila! Pa! Another block. You know what happens? You now build a fence. You now build a fence from the offenses. What's a fence? It's a barrier. You can't connect anymore. Don't take an offense. Deal with it immediately. Right away. I've shared it here before, how I got my deliverance on that issue. I read a book. Because I was master. 1 month. You know, when I start keeping my list, let me tell you what I do. I will now tell myself that she will apologize to me 10 times before I say okay. Can you imagine that? Is that not a mental issue? When I think about it now, sincerely, it's a mental issue. I will talk to myself that if I'm going to agree, she will beg me 10 times. And the lady will just start begging. My Binu now, I'll be counting one. Oh, the Joma Binu. In my mind though, I'll say two. Uncle me Joe. My Binu see me. Three. She will now stop at number 8. Manny, she will start all over again. I read a book. What was the book about? Or what did I read in the book? The book said, whatever you do for 30 days, becomes a habit. I said, really? I said, yeah. He said, yeah. I said, okay. I will not keep malice for 30 days. So I told my wife, I said, for the next 30 days, I will not keep malice with you. She said, I mean it. I said, yes. Then she was in UCH. Day one, day two, day three, day four. By the time it was day five, that thing was pinching me like this. It was pinching all my body. Oh yeah, Kimbinu now. So that morning, I was driving her to work in UCH. And she was talking to me. I was answering gradually. She now said, it's just the Bible. It's just the Bible. That was where I got my deliverance. And so for 30 days, I did not keep malice. I can never sleep over a quarrel. And I mean never. There will be offenses. Deal with it immediately. So that you don't build a fence. Building fences can be serious. You see, when I started this talk, I said, what is the reason that you are leaving to cleave? Please, let your reason be strong enough. Because I found out that the things that attract us to marriage attack us after marriage. He makes me laugh. In fact, he's fun to be with. He's always making me laugh. I can't do without him. Oh, she's so quiet. Very quiet. I like her, very gentle. That's the attraction. When you now marry, that band that is always laughing, now is laughing in marriage. You now say, Kilo Shoni, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's his problem? He can't be serious for once. What's this woman is too adeto to lele. She's too gentle for me. I mean, you must have. That's what attracted you. May what attract you not attack you in marriage. You didn't say amen. Because of our time, I know that we will be speaking a lot in the month of August. In fact, on the 22nd of August, we'll collapse the service. So how about an hour for the town hall meeting? It will be robust. It will be nice. In closing, can you in the next 1 week tame your tongue? Is it possible? Tame that tongue. Think before you talk. Before you put your mouth into gear, think. Is it possible? The T in the think, put yourself to a test. The T in the think is it true? The H is that what I'm going to say, is it going to be helpful? The I is that, is it going to be inspiring? The N is that, is it necessary for me to say this thing? Is it necessary? And the K is that, whatever I'm going to say now, is it going to be kind? Words are free. It is how you use them that may cost you. Idi Amin, you all know Idi Amin of Uganda. Huh? He said something. He says, there's freedom of speech. He says, but freedom of that speech is not guaranteed. Can we rise up this morning? Father in heaven, we thank you so much. We glorify you because we know that you are touching homes. You are touching lives. Do what only you can do in the lives of these your children. Perfect all that concerns them in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we speak into their month. Let the month of August answer unto you. It will be glorious for you. It will be well with you. The Lord will bless you. Your going out will be blessed. Your coming will be blessed. The Lord will favor you. Helpers of destinies will locate you. This week we answer unto you. Evil will not move near your dwelling in the mighty name of Jesus. Good news only shall you hear this week in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory, honor, and adoration. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.